Hey everyone, it's BusChick, aka M. Well, I wanted to do a special Christmas message to y'all. It's been an interesting year, and as we come to a close of 2011, it's been a very exciting, interesting, sometimes painful, sometimes exhilarating, crazy year, and I can't believe it's already almost over. In some ways I'm like, holy crap, where did the time go? But anyways, I wanted to just make sure that I wished my friends on Twitter and Facebook and Audioboo a very Merry Christmas, and I hope they also celebrate however they do this season, whether it be Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever they celebrate. I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And I wanted to make sure that everyone, absolutely everyone on my Twitter and my Facebook, has an extraordinary Christmas. I personally am going to be waking up my mom in about half an hour, and I'm going to be dragging her down to the one place that I absolutely love. Oh yes, people, I'm taking her to Kaplansky's. And I'm grinning at you, Kaplansky. Oh yes, Zane, I'm going to try and get in before you close today with my mom, and this is her Christmas dinner. Is today Kaplansky's. I wanted to do this because I've always wanted to take her there, and she's been hearing about it forever. And I also am going to probably buy a bottle of his mustard. I love Zane's mustard. It is addictive. It's a beautiful, wonderful, full-bodied mustard that is really nice. And so that's how I'm doing Christmas with my mom, and then tomorrow I'm going out for Christmas dinner. I was hoping to work for Zane tomorrow, but because of, I'm so used to having rubber floor mats in the dish room at camp and the dish room at Sanctuary and the dish room when I was working in school, that I just don't feel safe without rubber floor mats on the floor when the floor gets wet. It's just me. It's just being visually impaired, I guess, that, you know, it's just a safety thing that I feel more comfortable with. So I had to turn Zane down, which I didn't want to. I truly wanted to help him out. I love his food, and I really, you know, I kind of consider him a sort of a friend, you know, acquaintance friend. I don't know him well enough yet to be friends, but I really like Zane a hell of a lot, and I have a lot of respect for him. So, you know, that goes a long way. And he's done stuff for me in different ways, just by being Zane. So, yeah, I want to take Mom down there for Christmas dinner today. I can't remember what time he's open till, but hopefully he's open till 4, 3 or 4. Because it's 11 now, and it'll take us till about 2 to get down there, so. But that's about it, folks. Today is going to be a rather quiet day, other than dragging my mother kicking and screaming down to Kaplansky's. Ooh. And I hope you're all having a very Merry Christmas. And I just want everyone to, you know, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves. And especially, and this is very, very important to me, take care of one another. Whether you have a good relationship with your family or not, please just make sure in this season that you at least call that person and say hi and hope, make sure they're okay, because a lot of us who have depression or severe depression or who are single and alone in whatever city we live in or town, it's a very lonely time of year. And just take care of one another, okay, everyone? May God bless you with all the tidings of the season and with close love. Bye-bye.